You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Being a pedestrian in North Carolina is pretty dangerous. Federal data shows that there are 2 pedestrian deaths per 100,000 people. That's the 6th worst in the country. And in one city, West Jefferson, the federal government stepped in with money and engineers to help. Our listeners told us about the story as part of our Local Money Project, where you tell us what's happening where you live. And we brought in Dan Vock from Governing Magazine to explain what happened in North Carolina. Hi, Dan.
Hello.
I want you to explain what was happening in North Carolina and in West Jefferson that got the federal government's attention.
Well, it actually was something that was going on in North Carolina generally. There was high rates of pedestrian deaths. And so the federal government came in and decided that they would offer training to state engineers to help them understand concepts that would make the streets safer for pedestrians, bicyclists, and other users of the road.
And it sounds like West Jefferson was sort of a laboratory for this. Can you tell me what they did?
Yeah, what happened was there was one man in particular, an engineer for the North Carolina Department of Transportation, who was basically tired of always having to fix the stoplight. They're very expensive, and in a rural area, and it takes a long time to get out there and get crews. And what he said was basically, if you put in a stop sign as opposed to a stop light, we'll give you some extra money to make the rest of the downtown look nice too, which would calm traffic, make it easier for pedestrians to walk around, to shop, for cyclists to get around. And so with that sort of deal, they decided to rip out the old stoplight and calm down the traffic in downtown, which made a big difference for just the feel of downtown.
It seems somewhat counterintuitive that, like, taking out a stoplight and putting in a stop sign would calm down traffic. How does that work?
Well, what happens is that, you know, this was a big sort of main road through downtown, which used to have big lumber trucks going through. So it was a very wide street. And, you know, if you've ever driven down a wide street, you just kind of want to go faster. If you go down narrower, you feel like you're a little bit more hemmed in and you want to slow down. Well, that isn't great if you want to zoom through town, but if you want to cross the street once you get out of your car, it's a lot safer and you feel a lot more comfortable. So the drivers naturally slow down and people feel more comfortable walking around.
That's so interesting. You know, the other thing that I thought about when I was reading the story you wrote about this is that this was about traffic and pedestrian safety, but it sounds like it sort of created an economic resurgence in West Jefferson, North Carolina.
Yeah, and this is actually something that's happening sort of around the country, and this is a good example of this complete streets idea, and that is when you start to slow down traffic and make the experience of the street more about walking around and enjoying the neighborhood, then, you know, you might want to stop and look at the window in a street. You know, if you have wider sidewalks, which are there for safety reasons for pedestrians, it also makes it easier to, say, put out chairs and tables for a restaurant to eat outside when it's a nice day. And so, you know, people just feel more comfortable. They want to walk around a little bit more, sort of enjoy the space. And that's the type of atmosphere, you know, for a place like West Jefferson, they've got antique stores and art galleries and restaurants, you know, that's the type of business that really sort of pops up when you sort of take your time around downtown.
And Complete Streets is the name of this sort of plan philosophy. Why don't more places do this? It kind of seems like it would be a no-brainer.
Well, it is getting a lot more popular, especially you'll see it in big cities. But, you know, the idea that, as you mentioned, slowing down your car is a good thing, it really is sort of counterintuitive to how, you know, most Americans have grown up as sort of in this car culture.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of be able to lose your attachment to the car, at least in certain places. You know, sometimes this involves changing the parking spaces or putting in bike lanes or things, you know, when people really want sort of their space in the road. So it takes a little convincing. you almost have to see it actually work somewhere. And that's something that's happening in West Jefferson. A lot of towns that would have never thought about it before have seen it in West Jefferson and then decided, well, wait, we can do something like that. So you almost have to see it to believe it.
You wrote that the state gave West Jefferson $250,000to do this. Is there money in other places to install similar plans?
I think that's really a case-by-case scenario. Again, in this case, the incentive was for the state. In North Carolina, the state owns most of the roads, including all the like little downtown strips through all these small towns. And so they were going to save money in the long term. So that's why they were able to sort of negotiate that deal. In other places, though, you know, cities are doing a lot of this when they have to rip up their streets anyway. You know, you have to repave a road. You might as well make it look nice while you do it. And so there are lots of opportunities, and they don't have to be huge improvements, but there's not always a big pot of money somewhere.
Dan Vock is a reporter for Governing. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Come tell us about the important economic stories where you live. Go to our website, marketplaceweekend.org, and click on Local Money.